Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. You lock the hotel room door, then check it again. And maybe one more time. Because even the nicest room can feel unfamiliar at night. That's why She's Birdie created Birdie Box. With She's Birdie, you can bring peace of mind with you. Birdie Box is a portable travel door alarm for hotels, dorms, Airbnbs, and anywhere you stay away from home. Just attach it to the doorframe, switch it on, and if someone opens the door, Birdie Box blasts a loud siren and flashing alarm to alert you and everyone nearby. Because the best part of travel isn't worrying, it's sleeping soundly. Birdie Box from She's Birdie. Locking in peace of mind wherever you stay. For safer, more confident travel, visit shesbirdie.com. That's S-H-E-S-B-I-R-D-I-E.com.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
City Anthony's 911 call on January 15th of 2008 launched the most watched murder case in a generation. Her voice was raw, panicked, unfiltered. She told the dispatcher that her daughter Casey's car smelled like there'd been a dead body in the damn car. 2-year-old Kaylee had been missing for 31 days, and Cindy had just found out. The call was the most honest moment in the entire case, and Cindy Anthony spent the next 3 years trying to take it back. This is the final episode in our series about families that stand behind the accused, and the Anthony case is the only one where the family's loyalty cracked, fractured, and eventually shattered completely. Every other episode is about a family that held together. This one is about what happens when the holding breaks. Not because the evidence overwhelmed them, but because the person they were protecting turned on them. Kaylee Anthony was last seen by her grandparents in June of 2008. Casey told her family the child was with a babysitter, a woman named Zendaya Fernandez Gonzalez. That person, as investigators quickly established, did not exist. Casey had fabricated her entirely. She'd also fabricated a job at Universal Studios that she did not have, and led detectives on a walk through the building before admitting she didn't work there. Kaylee's remains were found 6 months later in woods near the Anthony family home with duct tape found in the area of the skull. Casey was charged with first-degree murder, tried in 2011, and acquitted in a verdict that stunned the country. This episode is not about the verdict. It is about the journey George and Cindy Anthony took from that 911 call to the trial, through the acquittal, and into the silence that swallowed everything after. Before Casey was even charged, the protective instinct was already overriding the evidence in real time. Cindy went on television advocating for Kaylee's return while simultaneously shielding Casey from scrutiny. George told police the car gave him a bad vibe, and when he picked it up from the tow yard, he said the smell was unmistakable. I got within 3 feet of it. I could smell something, he told investigators. You look up and you say, please don't let this be. Please don't let this be. But publicly, the family pivoted. Cindy told reporters the smell could have been garbage. A pizza box was sighted. A 911 call said dead body. The family narrative said pizza. The instinct to protect Casey was already rewriting the observable facts before the charge, before the trial, before the defense strategy detonated the family from the inside. Then the defense detonated the family from the inside. When the trial began, Casey's defense attorney, Jose Baez, opened with a claim that changed everything. Kaylee had drowned accidentally in the family swimming pool, and George Anthony had helped cover up the death. The defense also alleged that George had been involved in causing harm to Casey throughout her life. George denied it forcefully, emotionally, repeatedly. He's never been charged with anything related to these claims, but the allegation sat in that courtroom like a live device, and it went off inside the family. Casey's defense did not merely argue her innocence. It used her parents as the shield. George and Cindy walked into that courthouse as their daughter's support system and were converted into either suspects or liars by their own daughter's legal team. The defense needed someone to absorb the blame for Kaylee's death. Casey's team chose her father. And Cindy, even in the middle of that destruction, tried to hold on. On the witness stand, she was asked about the 911 call, the call where she told the dispatcher the car smelled like a dead body. Under oath, Cindy testified that was merely an expression she used in the moment and that she didn't actually think a body had been in the car. She choked back tears as she described removing Kaylee's favorite doll from the vehicle and spraying it with Febreze to mask the smell. A mother who said what she smelled on that call. Who said it in raw, unscripted terror to a 911 dispatcher, sat on a witness stand 3 years later and tried to unsay it. Because by then, the protective instinct towards Casey had overridden everything else. A mother on a 911 call knew the truth. A mother on a witness stand could not afford it. The acquittal should have been the moment the family reunited. Casey walked free. The worst case scenario, it had been avoided. What happened instead was the opposite. Casey cut contact with her parents. The defense strategy that had accused George of the worst things imaginable had done its damage, and Casey made no effort to repair what her legal team had broken. The family that had given everything to protect their daughter received nothing in return. Not a phone call, not an explanation, not an apology. Excuse me. Years later, in a Peacock docuseries, Casey went on camera and made her accusations against George public and direct. She claimed he was responsible for Kaylee's death and for harm throughout her life. George denied all of it. He told interviewers, he still loves Casey and hopes for reconciliation. Cindy struggled with the fallout. Reports describe her experiencing panic attacks while watching Casey's public statements and separate interviews. George and Cindy have appeared together, still married, still processing, still haunted by the loss of their granddaughter and the disintegration of their relationship with their daughter. George has said he would welcome Casey back if she'd have him. That sentence contains the entire tragedy. A man who was accused on national television by his own daughter of covering up his own granddaughter's death, who denies all of it, who was never charged with anything, still sits somewhere hoping his daughter will call. The loyalty did not break on his end. It broke on hers. The Anthony case reveals something about family loyalty in criminal cases that the other five episodes only hint at, a loyalty that is not always reciprocal. George and Cindy did not defend Casey in exchange for something. They defended her because she was their daughter and Kaylee was their granddaughter, and the instinct to hold the family together overrode every piece of evidence that their daughter was lying. Cindy's 911 call was the truth breaking through the surface. Everything she did after that, the media appearances, the Febreze on the doll, the testimony under oath, was the instinct pushing the truth back down. When the trial ended and Casey walked out, the person Cindy had sacrificed her credibility for didn't even look back. George and Cindy have both spoken publicly in the years since. They've appeared on Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and documentaries. They are still trying to process what happened to their granddaughter and what happened to their family. George has said he does not know for certain how Kaylee died. Cindy's grappled with whether she could have done something differently in those 31 days when Casey was lying about where Kaylee was. They carry the weight together, still married, still in the same house, still facing a world that remembers their last name and everything it represents. This is the dark inverse of every other story in our series. The Watts parents offered loyalty and was accepted. The Peterson family offered loyalty, and it produced legal results. The Duggars offered loyalty, and the theological framework absorbed the cost. The Menendez extended family offered loyalty, and a judge listened. Even Buster Murtaugh's loyalty complicated the contradictory evidence as it is. The Anthonys offered everything and got nothing. Cindy made that 911 call because she loved Kaylee and was terrified for her. She walked it back on the stand because she loved Casey and was terrified for her. George sat in the courtroom and heard his daughter's attorney accuse him of things that would follow him for the rest of his life, and he came back the next day. They held on through the investigation, through the media frenzy, through the trial, through the accusations, and when it was over, Casey let go. Cindy's 911 call is still the most honest moment in the entire case. Everything after it, the retractions, the testimony, the years of shifting stories, was a family trying to unknow what Cindy knew the second she smelled that car. They held on as long as they could, and the person they were holding on to was the one who walked away. The family that tried hardest to stay intact is the one that broke the most completely. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Go to the fundamentals of this case. Obviously, Casey Anthony was acquitted. Not guilty. On paper, by the law. In your opinion, what do you think? Has time changed your opinion? Have her stories changed your opinion? From this to that or that to this? Let me know in the comments section. We'll continue the conversation right there. Substack and YouTube are the best places for it. Links are in the description. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.